Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. I was a dentist for 25 years and then I became a dental broker for the last 14 years. And hopefully bringing you great information today. So today's topic is some dental practices for sale may have unique characteristics and therefore somewhat more challenging to put a value on it. So let's talk about that. This is an interesting case we have today. As you know, we've been doing this for 14 years. We have 10 employees, including two CPA accountants. We're in 22 states now. You can reach us at 201-663-0935. Or website dentalpracticeguide.com or Nationwide Dental Practice Brokers. So come and give us a call, 201-663-0935. We're available 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. So give us a ring, certainly. Now, if this information we're giving you is all for entertainment purposes, it's not legal advice. So let's also discuss, if you're thinking about selling to DSOs, definitely call us. We know everything about them. We work with them all the time. We know who the best ones for you are. They pay, majority of the times, they always pay our commission. So generally, there is no commission for the seller. And that works out great. And then when you work with us, we're going to get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. That'll save you several thousand dollars. But give us a call. We'll take care of everything for you. And we'll talk about it. Now, is it possible to have a practice that's unique to the buyer? Maybe to everybody else, but to the buyer it's very unique. In such a way that it has more value to a buyer. Or there's limited supply and demand. I'll give you an example in a different field. I have this Lexus 460 LSL, that is the long version, long wheelback, executive package. I bought it used, it was like 2016 or something. So I got a great deal on it. But it had this rear seat that had all kinds of massage features to it and so forth. And the rear seat would recline, front seat would go forward to an ottoman. And it was really comfortable. I gave it to my son. But it was a great car. The room in the back seat is incredible. It looks like you have more than a foot or 15 inches more than you would a standard car back seat room. It just keeps going. And the car had so many options on it. Beautiful leather. Can't see talking about it. But trying to sell it now, you can't just look up on a used car thing what the value is. Here's why. It is so difficult. The car is so rare to find. They just didn't, especially if you want it in black with the beige interior, which I wanted. Forget it. It took me months to find it, and that's back in 2016 when there was more of them around. Now, to buy this car, you can't find it. It's supply and demand. So you can't use traditional values to find a price for the car because you compare it to a 460 LS or 460 L, it's not the same because it has the executive package. They made very few of them. In fact, I was at the Lexus dealer, pulled the car in once. He says, hey, I've never seen one of these. And that would have been 2017. The car had been out 6 years. He says, I never saw one because it was... had the extra wheelbase, and I mean room in the back seat. Well, forget it. You can put an extra chair back there. So here we have a situation where the car is so unique, you can't compare it to others because you can't find the car. If you want that car, you can have almost an impossible time selling it. In fact, I don't even know if I want to sell it now. It's so rare. But anyway, getting back to it. I have a dental practice right now. The practice is 8 minutes from the doctor's house. And she has smaller children. She wants to be able to go home at a moment's notice or go to the school at a moment's notice because the husband works far away. And she also loves the practice because grossing over $1 million has the right vibe that she's looking for, has the right number of chairs, has everything she wants. And the supply of practices grossing over $1 million, walking condition, it's like so limited that are within 10 minutes of her house. But you could tell her, well, just wait longer, that's all. Well, yeah. Look at all the money you're going to lose, because you lose about 25% of your money when you don't, when you work for somebody else. You don't have the deductions, legitimate deductions. So this doctor is like, this is perfect for her. She's probably going to pay above and beyond the bank valuation because it's worth it. The sooner she gets in there, the better. She will do great when she's in there. I know she will. But that's what we need. A practice like that is very special. It's very unique. And to the buyer, it is like incredibly special. So therefore, she will pay top, top dollar. It's like the car. You can't find this Lexus car LSL with the executive package. They only made a few of them. Just like her, you can't take traditional values. First, she's going to kill it when she gets in there because the doctor's sending out the endo now. And she does endo. Imagine doing endo there. You're going to go up, I would say you're going to go up 20% the first year. Because you're doing all that endo in-house, you're not sending it out. And that is a very big deal. So because the practice is unique, because she's been looking for something this close with all the characteristics and the gross and everything else, can't find it, she's going to wind up paying top dollar above and beyond bank valuations. But she's going to make it work. I know she is. I bet you she does 20, 25% better the first year. That's my speculation. I've never had a doctor went out of business, by the way, that I sold to. They all do well. All right. So there's some hot tips for today. Keep listening. Hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any action. And we're here for you. Thank you. Bye. And that's it. Thank you. Bye.